to some of the really practical things in how to apply this specifically in business every single day is that when you realize just these little things that you can do, and we'll be giving lots of these giveaways throughout the seminar. We'll be giving lots of giveaways away so that, because we really want you guys to be successful as you're going through a lot of this. And give me a second.
That's fine. I can do a different question.
No, I'm not done. It's just... We'll be giving lots of these giveaways throughout the...
Don't give me...
Throughout the seminar, we'll be giving a lot of these basic principles away and basic scenarios away because really, guys, we really want you to be successful throughout all of this. We really want you to see 100 ways that this can benefit your life, that 100 different ways that we can absolutely impact your life, put money back in your pocket, really make you successful. And one of the key problems was, is at the time, he was doing seminars, $3,000 for 3 days. And what bothered me is I had access to all of this, and I never paid a dime. And you would use that expertise of me understanding real estate, since you were teaching real estate and how to make money based on a lot of different options and those kind of things, how to use those principles. And so you used me, my knowledge, because you saw a particular value in me. And because you saw that, you were able to bring that to light to the stage. And that was really my first opportunity to ever stand on a platform. And not to really know that later that would be really my passion. And so that was really my first opportunity. And sure, I was nervous and sure I was saying, but I was talking about something I understood, something I knew that was a benefit to people that could change their life, that would help them. And that's always such a big thing to me, is if this don't work for me, what's the point on teaching it? And this is why really there was a disconnect for so many years. I refused to teach something that I didn't know would absolutely revolutionize your life. Otherwise, what's the point? If it's only about money and that's only the benefit, really, what's the point? Because if money is your problem, you really don't have any problems. And so a lot of people think, and you even made a comment, you know, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And a lot of people say, well, what do you think? Money grows on trees? And the answer is actually yes. See, the concept is that people believe that they need money in order to make money. But that's actually not true. And I actually have proven that a couple of different ways. For example, we had an eBay page. I started selling stuff I didn't own. And then they paid me, and then I ordered it from another company, and then I sent it to them. See, because when I needed to do some of the different things you were teaching, you would say, well, it's a $50 or $100. I didn't have $50 or $100. $50 or $100 was my grocery bill. And so for me to have you or for you to teach me something that's going to cost me $50 or $100 when I don't have $50 or $100 and it can't put $50 or $100 in my pocket right at that very second means that I couldn't do it. Man, and I wanted to. You had all these things. And, you know, if you got $500, you got $700, you got $1,200, then you can do a down payment for this real estate deal and make $25,000. I'm like, dude, if I could make $500, I'd be thrilled. And so that was such a big deal with me. And so I started realizing, really, money does grow on trees. Money is nothing more than a thought put into proper action. The problem is people don't value their thoughts. When you change the value of your thoughts, for example, I have an inventions list. Now, if I don't get to them, maybe somebody faster, smarter, quicker, they'll get around to them faster. But it's not that I don't value my thoughts. I changed everything I thought. Hey, maybe I can be a speaker. Hey, maybe I can write a book. Hey, maybe that thought's important. It changed my entire life because I just realized maybe something I'm thinking is valuable. maybe this particular person that nobody wants anything to do with is valuable. Maybe my time is valuable. Maybe the amount of people that entrust me to do things on a daily basis, my influence is valuable.
One thought I had with that, Sean, is changing the people that you're associating with to be with people who do value your time, or to be with somebody who values your knowledge. So even though, and I'm just going to give an example for a contrast, at that time I had four or five mentors in business, different aspects from real estate, coaching, internet marketing. Do you know it was costing me $50,000 to access those mentors? And it was worth it for me at the time because, you know, my business was doing very well. But you learned in a very necessary way how to access people without necessarily having to pay for that time. Now, that was the easier route, but you got creative. But you were able to bring something of value in exchange for that. And that's what I want people to learn, is sometimes there's opportunities to do things of a high dollar amount, but not necessarily having to write that check.
Absolutely. And you know, the phrase is, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. And the main reason is because they watered theirs. If you would water yours, maybe your grass would be green. And so lots of times we have in our own relationships particular knowledge, particular insights, particular people that are available to us and that have even made themselves available. You know, even at that time, you were very involved in the church. You were doing a lot of things. You were involved with a lot of people. So it's not that you were not accessible. You had already made yourself accessible to a lot of people. So that really was not the issue. The issue was that I had to distinguish the difference of my value to you so that I had more access to what you weren't telling everybody. And one of the keys of that is I had to find something you need. Well, if I never ask you any questions, or I don't know the right questions to ask, I don't have the right knowledge set, I don't know what you need for your numbers. Is it a financial number? You know, again, when it comes to a lot of other mentors you were paying, what was theirs? They wanted a number. You pay me a certain number, I'll give you access. Theirs was a number question. Some people, it's a knowledge question. If you can answer this for me, for example, I was helping with a friend of ours for actually several years. He would keep coming to me and having some questions on real estate. And I would let him know, and I would do my best to answer any of his questions and those kind of things. Well, he got a new condo in Myrtle Beach. Well, he says, you know, guys, I really love you. I love all the help you've given me. How about I give you and your family an entire week's stay at the condo for free in Myrtle Beach? Well, why? Because I gave him some knowledge. Why? Because I had some influence. Why? Because I valued him as a person, and I gave him my time. See, these principles are constantly working 24/7. There's something you have that you can give.
I know one gentleman, and I don't know if you remember meeting him at one of our meetings, Larry Benet, and he's known as the Connector. His whole business is on one of those things, and that's just connecting people. I guess you could even say maybe helping with influence as well. But really, all he does is he knows a lot of people with different backgrounds, different skills, different successes, and he finds out what does this person need in their life and their business, what does that person need in their life and their business, and basically has this mega Rolodex and can open up those connections and those doors and put the right people together. I really don't know how he makes money, but that's what he does, and that is his whole entire business, is just connecting people.
Absolutely. And again, this works on any level. On any level. And that was one of the things that always used to kind of bug me. I would see all these millionaires and these success people and all these different people teaching all these different principles. And I'm like, but how do you get from here to there? And what people don't really show in a nutshell is how they valued things. And if I can show you basic principles on how to value things, then you'll have your own success story.
And I want everyone should realize this. What one of the things I think is so profound, what Sean's talking about, is start where you are, using what you got, and learning how to think about it the right way, your value system, and then applying that knowledge. Now, what I want to make sure we explain to people, we have a few more minutes left, is during this entire series, what do you hope that people can learn and take away and apply?
Probably the top thing above any of this that I really want people to get is, you know, we do have the basic five principles. And those five principles are knowledge. There's some stuff that you really need to change in your life that you need to know. Because it's not just what you know, but what you can apply. But if you don't know it, then you can't apply it, and so you can't have the benefits of it. There are certain things that can change in your life just because of understanding the numbers. You know, for example, we'll use just some basic numbers. It takes approximately 1,800 hours seat time in order to accumulate a bachelor's degree. Well, it also takes approximately 5.97 or 97 years in order to accumulate a bachelor's degree 4.94 hours per day in order to accumulate a bachelor's degree, which is 1,800 over 1 year. So that's 4.94 hours per day. However, the average leisure time of an American is 5 hours a day. It's actually like 4.74 hours per day, roughly 5 hours. 2.74 hours is actual time on, and we'll discuss this again in on our chapter of time, but that time allotment, by understanding the raw number of it, you'll realize that if I will apply myself over 1 year, the average bachelor's degree makes like 1.8 times more than someone who doesn't. And so there's just certain things about raw numbers, and numbers have a meaning. By just understanding the basic principles of numbers. A lot of investors, they do things based off of percentages. And so when you understand just raw numbers, lots of times you will change your decision based off, especially a lot of businesses. Businesses really lots of times run off of two key factors, and lots of times it is people and numbers. And so if they got the right people and the numbers line up, they make money. And so really, it's not that they know so much more than other people. Matter of fact, sometimes they don't know anything more. They just have the right people that know something, and so therefore they have the ability. Thirdly, just people, valuing people properly. If you don't value your wife long enough, someone else will, and they'll get your wife. And so one of the books is Willard Harvey, His Needs, Her Needs. And one of the principles is called the love bank. And the whole principle is based off the concept of making deposits in a relationship. And so when you understand that you have a deposit or something to add that's valuable to someone, when you will add that particular thing in that person, you can take people that really do not even think as highly of themselves. Such as myself, I would be a prime candidate of that. I cannot count the amount of people that have invested their care and their love and their expectation and how much they believed in me and how far they thought I would go. Because if those people had not done that, then my ability to affect people would have been limited because they valued me. I value other people, and so therefore it carries the line. Also, guys, when it comes to time, something you have to understand about your time, there's 24 hours a day. Everybody has 24 hours a day. And in that thing, I'll tell you how many seconds, et cetera. And there's a certain amount of them you're going to lose automatically by default. You're going to have them come up through catastrophic events, through normal events, through just bad days, good days. You need some recreational time. You need things called sleep. You got to eat. There's just some basic things that you lose time on. So just because you're losing the time doesn't mean that it can't also be productive. So, for example, they've actually done some specific analogies. You can listen to things while you go to sleep, and your subconscious will pick up on some of the information. So if I really want to learn a particular topic, I'll listen to it during the day, and then I'll listen to it when I sleep. And so you pick up on it, and people say, well, how do you know that? I'm not real sure. So there's certain things you can do to maximize your time. There's certain things that you can only do with time. Also, the last one is influence, guys. You always affect everywhere you go. The question is it positive or negative? And also, when you come with people, is it positive or negative? And sometimes people are just toxic. It's not that you mean for it or you can help it or whatever the case is, but they actually have a negative influence on you. And if you don't control that influence in you, then you'll get around more people that have the wrong influence, and that'll affect your time, it'll affect the people, it'll affect your checkbook, and it'll affect what you know. They have proven that the amount of knowledge between a non-high school graduate, a bachelor's, and a professional, the non-graduate is about 660 workable words. Okay? A professional in his vocabulary has about 2,500 words. And a standard bachelor's is about 1,200. So there's something in just knowing stuff that makes you get paid more. Why? Because you know how to apply certain things. Well, what you're allowing to influence you is also going to affect what you know. Because if certain people that have influence in your life, matter of fact, I think the statistic is the five people you associate most with in 5 years, you'll make within $5,000 what they make. I think that was the particular rule. And so who has influenced you, those five people that have influence to you, will affect your numbers, it'll affect your knowledge, it'll affect your time.
And one of the things I'm really excited about too, I hope people will stay plugged in, and you picked up on these five principles, but Sean will get into a lot more with the influence side of things and also numbers, talking about location, and that's a big real estate principle. The other thing, and I'm going to say this hopefully the right way, but you said there's only 24 hours in a day, but you can get paid on more than 24 hours in a day.
Absolutely.
And so that's going to be something real exciting for people to start realizing is once you understand these principles, you can use it to your advantage. You can actually increase time. You can increase your income. You can improve your relationships. You can increase your influence. So I hope people really understand that, because what I really hear about value is if you change what you value, you can change your life. I've heard you say that many times. The last thing that I would like to ask about, Sean, if you can maybe just tease us a little bit with it, you call it 2020 foresight. Being able to, you mentioned it earlier about predicting things and forecasting. So what would that, I know maybe that'll be maybe one of the end sessions, but once people can understand these principles, what does this concept of 2020 foresight help a person do?
One of the basic principles in any business is before they ever even launch a product, they will do research for the product they've never even made to see what the possible outcome is going to be of the product that they haven't made yet. And then they will design it the most usually effectively or inexpensively or whatever their parameters is, whatever their value system is, to get the maximum amount of profit out of it. Well, they do that in advance. Based off of what? These five principles. They find out what people know. They find out what their budget is. They find out who they're talking to. They find out how much time is going to take them to get it. And then they find out, well, who's all your friends on Facebook, the influence, so we can get them to buy it too. Well, companies run off of that. Well, if companies, multi-billion dollar companies, run off of this principle, why aren't you? So in the real estate term, you can forecast where properties or values are going to go. If you don't believe it's a good logical principle, you go look at your major companies, and they all pulled out 2 years before the market crashed. Why? How'd they know? Why? Because they can forecast. Because what did they say? It was overvalued. What? Stocks, real estate, houses, businesses, internet, whatever. It's overvalued. It's overvalued. How'd they know that it was overvalued? See, one of the things people don't realize, as an appraiser, we can transfer our ability to any particular market. So I can do personal property. You got personal property. You got antiques. You got art. You got valuing commercial, which could be the name. In other words, who was it? Atlantic Bay Mortgage spent $5 million in research and development for the new logo. I think was a particular number. To find out if it would be the most cost effective. So, and again, if some of these are off, I apologize, because again, I believe that's just from a more or less a conversation. So don't get mad at me if you think I'm off 100,000 or something like that. But people spend all this money for the research side. Why? So they understand the value. And so if somebody researched you, what would your value be? You know, what do you add? If you haven't really spent the time to ask yourself that question, what do people get when they get you? What do you want them to get when they get you? How can you change that? And everything in your life, every single time, you can say, this is what they're going to get when they get me. And I can determine that now, train, get some knowledge, get some insight, so that when I do get there, they go, hey, that's exactly the guy I've been looking for. For example, companies do that. What do? They call them a headhunter. So they take some statistics, they take something, they know what their training will do to the athlete, whatever. And so they make a statistical percentage chance on what he's going to become. And they go to the bank on it. One of the fun movies that I liked was called Hardball. And what they did is it was a particular baseball company, and they didn't have the budget, and so they run just raw numbers. And they come up all the way to almost win it all. Well, they've done that based off of numbers. They realize that even with all their quirks, with all their whatever, that there's a certain number of chances that we'll get in this, which means that we'll have a certain amount of success. Well, if companies can do that, billion-dollar companies, then we can do it too. And if we can just do, say, a couple of not stupid mistakes that will save us $5,000 or $10,000 over, say, 5 years. What's that really in your budget a month? If I can save you one mistake that cost you $10,000. Just one. Just one. One mistake that will save you $10,000. How much does that add to your budget over the next 5 years? What, $200 a month? Every month for the next 5 years? For one decision? And so if I can change, and I go to all these people's houses. I've been doing it for 14 years, and they'll ask me, hey, I'm thinking about such investment. Or we want to do such our house. What do you think it would really do? Well, as an appraiser, I'm very limited on my ability to say a particular number. Because anything I say, I'm actually legally obligated to be responsible for. So if I tell you it's going to add $10,000, I'm actually legally responsible for doing that. Now, luckily, in this instruction course and those kind of things, I am not acting as an appraiser. This is my disclaimer. So anybody that says that I'm giving you legal or professional advice, or I'm not. I am teaching you some core principles for you to change your decision-making so that you can affect your checkbook by hundreds of dollars every month based off of these principles. And lots of times, people bank on the fact of that you don't understand it. For example, at a particular time, I had gotten a car accident. And I totaled my car. And I had some gap insurance. And I got in a car accident. I had, during 2007, 2008 was a bad couple of years. So I bought a car. 30 days later, I got in a car accident. I totaled that car. I bought another car. 30 days later, I totaled that car. So I had a car for 2 years, totaled it. 30 days later, totaled another car. That's a bad 30 days. But I knew when I bought the car, it was worth $2,000 more than what I bought it for. But when the insurance claim came, they said, no, we're only going to give you X amount, which was like $2,000 less than what I owed. So that's $4,000 short. Well, they sent the, I said, well, I would like to see the appraisal you did on my car. Why? Because I understand how to value things. Now, have I ever done a car appraisal? No. Have I ever done one since? And the answer is no. Do I know how to do one? No. Do I want to know? No. But here's some key principles. So they sent it over to me. I said, okay, and I looked at it. I says, you're basing stuff based off a location that mine's not at. So again, that's influence. Then they said, I said, you're not adding in all sorts of things that my car has, which that could be part of numbers, part of knowledge, and part of influence. I said, if you were to do it here, it would be an additional $4,000. Well, that's location. I said, and if you don't give me the $4,000, I'm going to take you to court, and you're going to give me the $4,000. I said, because I can prove you're giving me a bad appraisal. So I knew numbers. Mm-hmm. I knew people. In other words, I knew a lawyer. It's not real complicated. Lawyers love that stuff. You know, $4,000, I mean, you know, 2 hours a thing, they can prove pretty quickly that they're not doing their fair part. I knew that. I knew I wasn't going to have to spend any of my time. Call a lawyer, he'll do it. He's got lots of time. Why? Because he gets paid for his time to argue with people professionally. And big insurance company, oh, man, people love the big, bad, mean guy, just et cetera. So, again, this works every time. Well, they wrote me $4,000. Another prime example, I was doing some consulting work, and it was an eminent domain and right-of-way issue where a lady was losing 25 feet across her property, and she didn't like how much they were giving her for the reimbursement of the land. And all I did was I went and looked at what they were presenting. I more or less looked at a couple of numbers by understanding some basic principles, having some knowledge of doing real estate, realizing what just having an appraisal and a consultant, someone that has done some consulting, can do in negotiation. I talked to her. She went and talked to somebody else, and they wrote her a check for an additional $10,000 the next day. This stuff works every single time. Well, I knew when I talked to her, I said, I guarantee you that you'll get your $400 back, because that's how much I charged her for 2 hours of work. Charged $400 for 2 hours to give her $10,000 in 24 hours based off of one decision. This stuff works every single time. And that's why, again, it's so passionate. It's such a big deal. Is because when people know these things, when they know these principles, when they know how to use these, they'll see things come in advance. Matter of fact, the forecast, how about on people? You ever wonder, how is this relationship going to go in 2 or 5 years? Man, I would really like to have not had some relationships in my life that I've had. And how can I change the perspective in advance? It's real simple. What do they value? If you never looked at that on the front end, as you go in the relationship, what will happen is there'll be a separation between you and them because y'all don't have the same value system. If you look at a V, it always gets wider at the top. So there's a focal point down on the bottom. So the longer you value things together, the further you will get apart if you don't have the same system. Oh, that's really good. So, again, so many people, they start with the same value system. That's the bottom of the V, guys. And as you go down your crossroad, if you don't have a center focal point, you will always separate. And so what people do is they try to get in relationships with people that have completely opposite value perspectives and then wonder why there's a separation. Well, if I can see on the front end, at 2024 sight, that we don't value the same thing, I'm going to know when we get up here on the end, something's going to split off. That doesn't mean I don't have a relationship with the person and I dismiss the person and devalue the person and not treat them like a person. But that's going to let me know I might want to look at value some of the decisions I'm going to make a little differently based on this perspective. And that's why companies have mission statements, core values, period. Why do they put that on day one? Hey, do you want to work here? Yes. Then you agree and put your signature right here that you have our core values. Why would they do that? Because if I can't get on the core, it don't matter what we do, we will always separate.
Well, as everybody can see very quickly, we're running out of time, but we've got a lot to cover. What I'm hoping is everybody can find and identify where they're at today. So here in this series, we're going to take you from where you are to the next level or the next step or two or three. So the last thing I will say, Sean, is as we can wrap up, you made this statement once before, connect to your values. Connect to the right values. And I know we're going to get into this a little bit probably towards the end with the influence side, but you call it the gravity center. So I want to encourage people to take some time to identify where they're at and then where they would like to go. And Sean will help you to connect you to the values that will get you there and identify those right values. Any last words?
Again, guys, I so look forward to it and look forward to speaking with you, look forward to encouraging you that you can change your life. If I can change what you value, I can change your life. And so that's just an absolute passion of mine. And I know for a fact this works. I didn't talk about it for 5 or 10 years specifically for that reason. Because, guys, I had not proven to myself that it works in every area. If it doesn't work in every area, then it's not a real law. And to me, I look for laws. Gravity is a law. The law of lift is the contradicting law to gravity. But it always works. And so, guys, these to me, they're laws. They always work. Whenever I have a success or a failure in my life, I can always come back to the fact of what did I value or what did I devalue, and I can always find why I was or was not successful, which means that next time I can not do it. And so next time I can have that foresight to make different decisions, different expectations. I can revolutionize my life. I can revolutionize what I think. I can revolutionize who I hang out with. I can revolutionize my income. This is a art that is not being taught, that people don't know about, that's forgotten, that it's just the lost art of value. It is something that people just have forgotten about and have misplaced this concept. And so, therefore, as in the book Dorian Gray, in today's society where we know the cost of everything and the value of nothing. And so it is so important, guys, and it's so vital. If, again, I can change what you value, I can change your life. I thank you guys so much. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed day, and we'll see you throughout the rest of this seminar. And by the way, remember, you can visit us on the Lost Art of Value and also at Value to Victory. And I thank you guys so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Sean Decker. I appreciate your time. And we'll catch you on the next CD as we discuss in detail the 5 principles of value, starting with knowledge. And that is going to be a power-packed session, and we'll look forward to speaking with you more then.